What a privilege that you and I are part of that 200 million. Can we clap for Jesus? So we thank God for bringing us into the month of October. And it will be a good month for us. Can I have an amen? Amen. It will be a very good month for us. Because in the month of September, God gave us victory. God gave us joy. You can imagine what is coming in after. The Lord will surprise you and I this month in the mighty name of Jesus. So this month has been tagged the family month. We're speaking about the family throughout the month. And I believe it's going to be quite interesting. You know, the month of April was also a family month, and I know God blessed us so much. The truth of it is that without a vibrant family, there can't be a vibrant nation. The family is everything. And everybody here belongs to a family. Everybody here belongs to a family. And like I spoke on Sunday, those families must be maintained. They must be maintained if you want to get results. The family is like a vehicle. You know, that's a vehicle I take to Lagos normally. When I was going to Lagos last week, I noticed that the brake parts were bad. You know, so when I got back from Lagos, quickly go to the mechanic, and he fixed it. And I was going to Lagos on Friday. You know, as I entered the vehicle, I know that the brake pad was is also bad. If I don't fix the brake pad, kilo mashele, what will likely, the drum will spoil? Is that only the actually can happen? The brakes can fail. And eventually, there can be an accident. You know, a lot of these vehicles that you see on the road, on the express, with accidents, they are results of lack of maintenance. You have tires, you can't fix them, you can't look at them. Let me maintain it. This tire I've been using for 2-3 years old. Let me change it. Your battery, you can't change it. It will stop on the road. That is the same thing with families. Families that are not maintained will break down. Families that are not maintained can have accidents. Families that are not maintained are goriodo. You know what that means? We want to goriodo. You know what it means? When they goriodo, they will remove all the tires and they put it on odo. It can't move anymore. Praise the Lord. So we're here again in the month of October to ensure that our families does not go riodo. Our families are moving. And the truth of it is that there's so much that God has packaged in homes. So much. So much benefits. God has deliberately package those benefits inside families. The question I want to ask myself, is that are you maintaining your family? Are you? And I want you to be truthful. Everybody has a part to play. Even the children, they got parts to play here. Be truthful to yourself. Are you maintaining your family? Are you doing the needful to ensure that that vehicle is on the road? Or what you are doing is contributing to the vehicle breaking down? Be truthful to yourself. You know, In the month of October, and especially in the first service, you know, we'll be interacting, we'll express, we'll ask questions. And even the things that are said in the second service, we can come here again and come and trash it down. So that's why I say, please, don't miss both services. Try as much as possible. If you've come for first service, please, try and wait for the second service. There's a lot God has planned for us in the month of October. The theme for the month of, the focus for this family month is love enough? Have you seen the poster? Have you seen the, on our platforms? I want you to pause and think for 30 seconds. Is love enough? Think about it. Have you pondered over that little statement? Is love enough? You know, sometimes when I just sit down and I just think about it, is love enough? Yesterday I was talking to my wife. I mean, these are results of sitting down and reflecting. I was speaking with her yesterday morning. And I said, I think that love is enough. And I told her my reasons. And later in the night, I was reflecting again. And I was wondering, I don't think love is enough. I don't want to, see, in the course of the month, we'll trash it, and then we'll come to a conclusion. Is love enough? Love enough for what? Is love enough to date someone? Christian dating is prelude to marriage. Is love enough? Somebody comes to meet you, fair. Let's date ourselves. Is love enough to say, yes, let's start it? Is love enough? Is love enough to say, okay, I want to spend the rest of my life with you? This young man that will become a big man in a few days, my heart will be here saying, I do. Already will be here saying, I do. Is love enough to get to that point? Is love enough to sustain a marriage? Those that have been married for years, and it looks as if their marriage is okay, they're still fond of each other after 30 years, 25 years, 35 years, they're still fond of each other. Maybe we should ask them, is it love that got them to that point? People married for 30 years. Oh, over the years, and they're still okay. We need to ask them questions. Is it love? Was love responsible, solely responsible for getting to this point? So before we go further, I'm just trying to challenge your mind this morning, reflect on it along the line, we'll discuss it, we'll trash it. Is love enough? But before we go further, let's have a conversation on what is love. We're going to have a, see, I said first service, we'll discuss. Family month is for us to open up. Let's express. What is love? Before you say it is enough, do you know what love is? What is this thing called love? Somebody sees a lady from afar, from a distance. You see her walking on your street every day for the past 1 week, for the past 2 weeks. And then you start to tell your friend, that girl, do you know her? Yes, I know her. Man, I love that girl. I love her. You have not even said a word to her. You've not said hi to her. But you are professing love. Okay, this lady now, you have not spoken to her maybe twice or three times. And the next statement is, wow, I can't do without this girl. I love her so much. What is love? Let's start from that. What is love? See, when we define what love is, then we determine, oh, can it sustain or not? So I want contributions. What is love? And like we always say, and my reverend says, no answer is what? It's wrong. No answer is wrong. So don't be afraid to talk. Please let us open up. We are going on a journey. You know, and everybody is in this vehicle. What is love? Everybody here has experienced it one time or the other. So we're just sharing experiences. What is love? See, the rule here is that the man with the mic has the power to give the mic to anyone. But if you now want to talk, raise your hand, and then I have the power to take the mic from him, to tell him to give it to you. Otherwise, the man has a lot of power. And if he doesn't like you, or he likes you, he will give you the mic. So what is love? By your own perspective.
Sure, sir. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I cannot say love have a definite answer or meaning because it's very large. But to my understanding, is a feeling that is unexplainable.
Is it a feeling that is not what?
Unexplainable.
You can't explain the feeling. Fantastic. Okay.
That shoulders a lot of, a lot of baggage. That love, you have to be tolerant. You have to be accommodating. You have to embrace a lot. I don't know how to really just put it. Okay. When you say you love somebody, there must be some characteristics you have seen in that person that just say, oh, I love this person, but I cannot really say it's love. It's just a feeling. But it takes a deeper moves for you to really fall in love. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Marcia. Let's clap for her. Thank you so much. She says it's a feeling that one cannot explain. And that cuts me. You can't explain the feeling. Something that you cannot explain. That means it's beyond rationality, beyond logic. You can't explain it. We've all felt that way, my sister. So thank you for that definition of love. So let's go on. You see, I want us to catch that definition. What is love? That's what we'll be doing this morning. And then subsequent Sundays, we'll be looking at some other things. Anybody that wants to see anything?
God is love.
Kill us all. I want to deal with Pastor Bayo.
God is love.
I disagree with you in this discussion. What is love? We all know God is love. That's a wuru-wuru to the answer.
Well, in this context, just like my sister said, it's the butterfly feeling that you cannot explain.
It's what?
It's the butterfly feeling that you cannot explain.
Brother David. Okay, wait a minute.
Love is a deep feeling of likeness that comes with deep understanding. That's how I put it. And that's what differentiates it from infatuation. Because you have to understand what you are going into. Otherwise,
you have understanding.
Yes, otherwise it becomes infatuation. You just see somebody because you like. So it's a deep feeling of likeness that comes with deep understanding. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother David. You see, I'm looking at that. Are you talking from experience or you are quoting theory? You say it's a feeling that comes with deep understanding. Abi? Okay. When it happened to you, did you have that depth of understanding?
Sometimes.
No, I'm talking about
experience,
you now.
From experience. You. Yes, me.
Yes.
Initially, some things I see as love, with time, happen not to be love. And that's why I said with deep understanding. So it was when I, in fact, the one, let me use my wife directly. It was not love at first sight. It was with time. In fact, when I even got the conviction, when the Holy Spirit told me that that is my wife, I was struggling with it because I have someone that I was drawn to. So I was struggling with it that cannot be. So, but with time, love developed. We had deeper understanding of one another, and that has is part of the things that have kept us.
Thank you very much. Let's clap for you. Yes. He says, what differentiates love and infatuation is the depth of the understanding. Thank you very much. Yes, you wanted to say something?
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So just to buttress on what he said, I feel that love is fleeting, in the sense that it's fleeting. It's an emotion that is fleeting. Fleeting.
Fleeting, okay.
In the sense that the way I love my partner, or let's just say maybe the way you love someone 20 years from now will not be the same you love the person right now, because it has been built over time. And what will definitely sustain that love is compassion, sacrifice, and a lot more other things that that will sustain the love. So I feel like love is actually fleeting, because there are days where you would give love 80%, and there are some days that is 20%. It doesn't mean you don't love that person.
So let me get your argument very well. Are you saying that 20 years down the line, the love would have waned, would have gone down than it was 20 years before? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
When you say it's fleeting.
It's fleeting in the sense that I feel that
along the line
there are different actions by which you display that love. So sometimes it's fleeting and words are not enough. So it's the actions and the different factors that contribute or to sustain that love that would make it to, you know, be self-sufficient over time.
Okay. Do you agree with her? Yes. Huh? Some people say yes. Do you agree with her? Huh? Be bold. Let's be bold this morning. We're having a discussion here. Who agrees with her? You agree with her?
No, my opinion.
Huh? Do you agree? Yes or no, do you agree?
Not really.
Okay, wait. I want those that agree with her to say something. then we'll go to those that disagree. So we're coming to you, okay? Do you agree with her? Yes. Who agrees with her?
I agree with her.
This is our presido. This is presido Bobo Brileyo. So let's listen to our presido.
Love is a feeling. It's an expression of how you feel towards someone. And like she stated, certain circumstances, certain factors can determine how it goes up and how it comes down. So we cannot really say over time, you know, maybe you get to a certain level of maturity, deeper understanding, then it can maybe stay on a certain scale. But truly, truly, love can go up and can also come down based on the circumstances and things, you know, happening around.
Thank you very much. Okay. Wait a minute. Prof, do you agree or not? Prof, is it for or against? Do you agree that love will win with years?
I don't agree.
Huh?
I don't agree.
You don't agree?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Prof, I'm coming to you then. Give it to Doctor. Dr. Kaude. Do you agree?
Praise the Lord.
You agree? Give it to Doctor, then give it to Bopti, then we'll go to those that are against.
Praise the Lord.
Your hands are up. Emma Binu, I should go see what you be. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
The Bible says, men. I agree with them. That's what I want to say.
Eh?
I agree.
Okay.
The Bible says, men, love your wife. That means, of course, you have that responsibility to keep loving. The Bible didn't have said, men, love your wife. If that love would just be naturally full. Every time, because for you to have even proposed in the first place, I think it's coming out of love, full scale love, for you to have proposed to a wife. So if after 5 years, 10 years, your wife becomes something else, the Bible is still telling you, men, love your wife. That means the love has a tendency to fluctuate, go down, go up. But the Bible is saying you should keep loving irrespective of the circumstances, situation, event, or what the woman does to you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much. Give it to Bob T. Give it to Bob T then. Are you for? Eh? Are you for? Are you supporting what she's saying? Eh? You are against what she said? Okay.
Okay. As we define love, which is an expression of emotional interest or interpretation of mind that we have for one another or towards an object. Because when we are talking about love, it's not only related to man to man. Oftentimes, when we have an asset, there may be an emotional attachment to that. I'm coming, sir. If you have a car and you really have interest in that vehicle, the day the vehicle started misbehaving, what happened? We cut our attention away and we dispose it. The same way, because it's emotional. At a time when your expectation is fluctuating or something happened along the line of that attachment, definitely both parties tend to slow down. And for it to rebound, there must be an action again to reactivate it, to continue, either to be at plateau level or to continue to grow. So for me, I agree with her. There is tendency for it to fluctuate when expectation is also going down or not meeting up to the measure that we assign to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, let's now go to the other side. Please, what's your name?
Yeah, good morning, church.
Sorry?
My name is Victor Ogbede.
Are you first timer? No, you're not. Oh, sorry, I'm not using my glasses.
We started U Church right in Cocoa House.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think the definition of love is something you have great interest and pleasure in. So, if I have great interest and pleasure in maybe football or whatever thing I have interest in, He grows day by day. So I believe when it comes to love, if it's something I have great interest and pleasure in, it keeps growing. The way you love football 10 years ago, I believe if you are a follower of a club, you just see the thing keep growing. So is marriage, so is love. So irrespective of whatever your spouse or your partner does, you just, because the love is there.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes,
based
sir.
Based on your analogy.
Yeah.
What club do you support? What club do you support? Eh?
Well, little of...
Are you Chelsea?
No, little of Arsenal.
Eh?
Little of Arsenal.
Arsenal. So, now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If Arsenal now plays so bad and they are now relegated to from Premier League to the first league, what will happen to you?
Fine.
In one sentence.
If I love my club, I will still follow them.
Okay.
My interest is still there. And I believe they will do better next.
And the love will still remain at that same level.
No, I'll keep praying for them now.
Okay.
They'll get better.
Please give it to Prof.
Praise the Lord. To me, love is affection. Love is affection. And when you have affection for something, from my own perspective, the affection keeps going. And from my own background and my relationship with my wife, our love still keep growing each day. And I don't pray it to wine forever. Just yesterday, I told her, you are no longer my wife. You are now my mother. Because even if I travel, 3 hours, she will call me more than 6 times. I don't know. For me, because it's only 2 of us that are now living at home. There is no how we are back to boyfriend and girlfriend. So the love is getting stronger. So that is why I said I don't believe the love will wane. At which point will it wane? At which point will it reduce?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Let's give it to Mrs. Odesanya. Then the last one is Ore. Ore, with so many years of experience of marriage.
Well, I think the issue we are having here is we are not really defining love.
No, we're still going back to you. I just want us to... We're treating the...
Okay.
Yes.
You see, I agree that love grows with certain conditions. If they call something condition for photosynthesis, they will say water, air, and what? Light. So love is commitment, actually. It gets to a stage that you grow to get to have commitment. And of course, when you have commitment and there is responsibility, when we're talking about husband and wife now, between the two of them, then the love will continue to grow. But it does not grow in isolation. Of course, there is agape love that you just love unconditionally. But that is not erotic. That is not philia. You see, there are distinctions in all of these things. And whatever, like you said, whatever you do not maintain dies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Already, the last one.
Good morning, sir. I don't have many years of experience in marriage.
You don't have what?
I don't have many years of experience in
marriage. You don't have many years of experience?
Yeah, okay. No, sir.
Okay,
I just wanted to try to define love, actually. So love could be really technical to define, but when you can describe love as that passion you have for someone or people that will make you die a gruesome death for them, when we are looking at the love of Christ for us. So when Pastor Akinduko said God is love, so love is that passion you have for someone, irrespective of the fact that they are undeserving, that will make you go all the way out to even die the most gruesome death for them. So when we come to the subject of, is love fleeting? When you say fleeting is something that lasts for a very short time. And if you look at the love God had for man, right from the very beginning, it took that long, painstaking process to even come and die for us. If we are looking at God as the standard, God's love is not fleeting. So I don't believe love should be fleeting. Feelings are fleeting. Feelings come and go. Attachments come and go. But when we are looking at love itself, love should endure according to 1 Corinthians 13.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ore. Very, very deep. You know, you are talking about the agape love.
Yes.
Yes, which should be the foundation of every love. The agape love. You know, if you don't have the God's kind of love, it really can't be sustained. But I understand where you're coming from. Sincerely speaking, when we were at the meeting yesterday, the leaders' meeting, Reverend told us that the woman must be cultivated. That's the word he used. A woman must be cultivated. When you cultivate a woman, using his own word yesterday, he says the woman will be fruitful. Love can never grow in isolation. I've seen people truly love each other, but circumstances, situations would make them turn that love to hate. And then you begin to wonder, was it really love? Was it really love in the first case? Love must be nurtured for it to last. And that's why we're going back to maintenance here. If you don't maintain anything, it will die. Yesterday I called my children at home. You know, my shoes on the shoe rack were to grow mold. A lot of them. So I called them, please clean up these shoes for me. I tried cleaning one or two, but Oshie dear, help me clean up the shoes. Because the weather were to grow mold. And by the time they cleaned everything, it has become what? New. It's the same principle with love. You don't communicate, you don't relate, you don't show affection, and you expect that love will grow naturally. That's not true. So she's right to a large extent. Love has a tendency to win. It's a feeling. Well, it's a feeling here. It has a tendency to disappear. But what are you doing? What are the steps that you are taking? It will shock you. By 9 o'clock, no, when we start the service, 7:30. 7:30. Start the service, 7:30, yes. Before 7:30, I spoke to my wife twice. I woke up about 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. So I was on the system. And a call came in at about 5. Say, I just guess that you'll be awake. I went to the bathroom and I just guess that you'll be awake. Hello, I'm going back to sleep. Those things, they mean a lot. Come on. She went to the bathroom, I guess you'll be awake. And she gives me a call. The talk she was talking, she was sleep talking it. Because she was still sleeping. Love must be nurtured. It must be cultured. You must cultivate it. That's when you can get the result. quickly, because I said we're just talking about love this morning. So, is it love? That's another question I'm putting up to you. Is it love? Means that what you are displaying, is it actually love? Or is something else? Let's have a discussion on that. Is it love? You don't understand. Eh? You still don't understand. I don't understand. In contact pain in love here, is it actually love or something else? Is it possible it is something else? Ada, you wanted to see something there, no? Did you talk? Did you talk? Your hand was up. I'm sorry. God will not forget you. Man can forget you, but the Lord will not forget you. In Jesus' name. So maybe I will start with her. Give her the mic. Is it a possibility that it is something else?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Okay. How will I answer this question? So a few days ago, I read something, and it said that a lot of people believe the idea of love. So sometimes it's not love, it's just the idea of love. So they feel like, okay, this person is not bad, and okay, it's not terrible, so it can work. So sometimes what we think is love is not love. So I don't think you can ascertain if it's love or not without that actual, you know, feeling getting tested. So until it's tested and you come out on the other side and you still feel in your gut that, nah, I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life, you can't say it's love. My opinion.
Thank you very much. No, several years ago.
Yes, sir.
No, Reverend will round up for us. So.
I need to ask a question.
You want to ask a question? Okay, sir. All right.
Please, you can just try and answer. God is love, right? Why did God punish the children of Israel? Why usually do God punish the children of Israel, like we read in the Bible? God is love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love is tough.
Hmm?
Love is tough.
But God is love, right? So, what happens? So what happens? Disobedience, and they have to be punished. Yeah. I just want you to think about it, and be real, and be truthful with ourselves. If somebody is hurting you terribly, yeah, you love the person. That's you reciprocate,
yes,
actions and activities in love. And that's why love is not in isolation. It's between two people. Okay, you love somebody forever and somebody is hurting you. Prof can fall in love forever. Somebody is calling somebody how many times? Somebody is, before somebody elevated somebody to a mother, it is no more for you, Daniela. She had behaved. And the man, this is Agbalagba man. The only thing I can give you, next level, is you are a mother. What you sow, you will reap. Garbage in, garbage out. Love has to be maintained, sustained, to be retained.
Thank you very much, sir. Several years ago, I was already dating my wife. So I went home to Lauren, and there then I met this young, pretty lady. I'm going to find today. And when they said, when they say a beauty can sweep you off your feet, it was like, man, this is love. Wow, wow, wow. If I can just cut this girl. Along the line, she fell into my hands. So she also. Now, let me now say what happened. My Savior. God is good to me. Tori Timba, what trap me? If I left this one and enter that trap, Eh, Niburu me again. I knew from day one, you know my story, I've said it here severally, that God said, that is your wife. So I had it in mind that nobody can disgrace this woman. I knew it. Nobody can disgrace this woman. Otherwise, everybody around me was liking that girl. To the extent my younger brother and his friend, this girl will take food to them in the university. Jollof rice, fried rice. Those ones are talking to me that, oh boy, consider this lady. Consider this lady. Our time is fast spent. I will give you the concluding part next week. But the truth of it is that, you see, we are talking about love here. Love is the foundation of everything. We must get it right. Reverend.